The beat just dropped. And now we're here.
And now we are here. Good morning, America. Good morning, Medford. Good morning, Toss 91.5 WMFO Medford Freeform Radio.
From what university institution?
The institution, the one that Bill O'Reilly dissed last night. Let's talk about that, Debbie.
It costs so much money.
Ow!
Why would they, you know, right? Yeah, why would...
$60,000
just for, you know, undocumented immigrants?
Yeah, because, you know, money is, you know... All right, let's talk about that. One of our homies, Liam Fort Knox, who also has a radio show.
A fellow WMFOer.
A fellow lad.
Yeah, he's our good friend.
Our best friends.
On the O'Reilly Factor.
He was on the O'Reilly Factor last night because Bill O'Reilly was like, let me pick a college journalist that I can, like, make fun of on my show because he's a jerk.
He's basically looking for liberals
to, like, teach them, like, this, you know, this didactic lesson. Like, I'll give you a lesson on journalism. Meanwhile, he's a... So anyways, basically what happened is, I don't know if you guys watch the O'Reilly Factor for our listeners out there. I know my mom does.
You're going to offend people. Well, Massachusetts
is
generally...
My mom does just to, like, just to make fun of him. Like, my mom's very liberal. It's the most.
I'm just saying in general. Like, you're like, I don't know if you watch the O'Reilly Factor. So John Orks like, I watch the O'Reilly Factor. He's like, anyway, I want to hear your point.
My point is that, and actually, fun fact: the O'Reilly Factor is the most watched news show. It gets the best news reviews as well. Which
I wonder why.
But anyways, our buddy went on the show, and it was to discuss. In the segment of the show was on immigration, and his specific function on the show, like for 5 minutes, was to talk about how Tufts had a protest yesterday or general,
and
like,
released a statement about it.
Yeah, saying that it would be a sanctuary for undocumented people, and that basically Tufts would do nothing to put them in harm, and that there's a legal platform that they can do this for on. And Bill O'Reilly, you know, brought Mr. Liam on the show and basically was like, well, Sonny, I'm going to teach you a lesson in journalism. And I get, like, all the points that he was making. He was like, well, I don't think the school is legally exempt from the laws of the United States.
I think he started talking like that immediately because Liam said, thank you for having me. First off, before I answer your question, I'm about to say something.
Right.
Says it. Bill O'Reilly's like, okay, I can't have this kid just rant on my show, making fun of me, whatever. So he's like, all right, I'm going to stop you there. Like, then he started being condescending, which is a common factor.
Because he was like, oh, I'm going to use my loud voice to tell you, like...
He interrupted. Liam.
It was annoying.
But then Liam...
I mean, Liam
held his...
Yeah,
he
Liam,
did a good job.
Liam did a good job
He could have
just
been like,
all right,
fine. All right, fine, I'll listen to you.
Yeah, well, he was like, no. Because Bill O'Reilly should have been no'd. And it was Bill O'Reilly did that thing that was very annoying, where he uses his loud voice, and he's got an aggressive demeanor. He's, for those who don't know, he's 6'5". He's a big guy. And, Liam got shut down at the end, but he was fighting, like, hard.
Yeah.
Hard. I mean, he was much better than the George Washington representative, who was like, oh, I came here only to answer the questions that were...
And then Liam came with a set tone.
Yeah, and also, well-armed, like, well-researched, well-ready to answer, like, dodgy questions from the man, Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, it was,
It was a brave thought.
Brave everything. Brave to go on. The O'Reilly Factor is like the belly of the beast of Fox News.
He told me yesterday, I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, did you interview him? I'm confused. Because he like has been interviewing people for journalism and the Tufts Daily. And then he's like, no, Bill O'Reilly interviewed me. I'm like,
How do you get invited on?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
I'm assuming
they were like looking at universities that were doing this thing. They're like, oh, Tufts, give us one of your
editors. Bring me a couple of liberal college kids. I'll try to like hear what they have to say, talk some sense into them.
Yeah, well.
I like how Liam handled it.
Yeah, what was it?
Bill probably thought he's like, all right, I'm just going to like ask two questions. Either you're going to answer them or I'm just going to walk all over them.
Yeah. And Liam, I mean, what do you think? That Tufts was like a bad a school that would send some kid who would just, like, be complacent. Like, no. This is one of the best, you know, liberal arts institutions in the country. I don't know if Bill O'Reilly knew that, but...
He's like...
It's like, damn it.
It's like, this kid's going off. I don't need this.
Let me ask you a question. Are you in favor of letting open borders? Yes or no?
He's like, I'm not here to answer that. He's like, I'm definitely not going to answer that.
Yeah, he was like, because that's what the Bill O'Reilly show does. It boils it down to a yes and a no, and it's more complicated than that. Well, talk about the Twitter real quick. What happened on Twitter?
Oh, Liam. I don't know how. They didn't put his Twitter handle on the show.
People probably searched Liam Knox.
Let me look up Liam Knox, which I think is a kind of common Irish name. But anyway, they found him because in his thing says like tough like editor.
80.
Yeah, you got a bunch of people just like with crazy bigoted things saying to him. Like,
yeah, I'm going
to
read them.
the funniest one was like, you just convinced me to not send my daughter to or like apply to Tufts. And he's like, thank you. We want to factor out the bigots anyway. So thanks for your input. Someone said, like, your kind will be gone soon and stuff like that. You're looking right now.
I'm literally looking right now.
I mean, he had some pretty funny comments. It's kind of eye-opening, I guess. You're like, all right, this is the mindset of a lot of people, and they're very opposed to these types of ideas. He didn't really get to get his point across as much, but...
Oh, this is going to be so good. This is going to be...
You can't read a lot of them out loud. It's not like... Some of them have curses.
Yeah.
So. All right, you don't have to keep looking.
No, this is for my self-interest. Let's go to a song. Let's play
on air, man.
We're on air. Let's play our first song. Wow. Oh, my God.
First song is a artist that you love. And I'm starting to get into. I really appreciate this song. Childish Gambino, for those of you that don't know, just came out with a new song. And it takes a different route, almost like equivalent to how Kendrick took a different route, if it makes any sense. This song is unlike anything he's ever done.
Yeah.
Because it's like James Brown meets Black Keys with some more energy than the Black Keys.
It's like low-key To Pimp a Butterfly, but not.
Yeah, and like Gambino has, I think, an average style in an above-average way, if that makes any sense. He didn't push the boundaries as much as he could. Like, he has so much potential to do so, and I think this song does it.
He was, like, a fun, witty rapper with no depth in lyrics, but, like, good lyrics kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
long is this outro?
Another minute.
Damn.
Isn't it awesome?
Wait, is it playing right now?
Yeah, but your headphones on.
Good morning, America.
No, you can't do that again. Good morning. Yo, this song is cool because who knew Gambino would like choose like this type of musical genre, you know?
Yeah. I
hear the Black Keys. I hear Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, I hear the Black Keys in that middle section.
And James, it's just loud. James Brown type singing.
It's good.
And that's a high name to use. But like,
I think that this is good. It's quality.
I thought you would have like a more enthusiastic like, whoa! Because you being
Gambino. No, I listened to it already.
Okay, that makes sense. The first time I heard it, I was very happy. I was just
me
like,
too.
I was genuinely happy. I was like, this is good. This is what I think he needs to do. It's like.
Showing his
with his new show, Atlanta, I'm like, this is kind of like the equivalent. It's like an unconventional,
yeah,
like way of handling his art. But yeah, I'm excited for his lyrical content. That was more of a singing. Like, I had no idea he can sing that well and like that loudly.
Yeah. So,
all right, next song is fulfilling the tradition. I remember showing you this song. Oh, the days.
Raspberry.
The song Raspberry.
The tradition
is to play a group love song every time.
This is like one of my favorite. This could be my favorite song, believe it or not. I love this song. Yeah, way. Well, way. I think it is, dude. I literally love this song.
The song is oozing with
it's
Pixies. Man, this is like completely the Pixies.
It's amazing. The song is good. It's really short, but it's really good.
It's short, but sweet. It's like subtle, but like sweet. And then the ending part is good. The solo is cool.
And the lyrics are cute.
They wrote it while they were drunk on a boat, and that kind of makes sense, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that's literally the entire song, like, yeah, being sick on a boat.
But isn't he flustered? Like, because, like, he got raspberries.
Yes.
Raspberry on a fairy. Yes. Oh, yeah, just play it.
Raspberry. just sang along to Group Love on air. You do what I did, except I do it afterwards.
Raspberry.
They got rid of that on their set list. It's so good. And that song means a lot to them, which makes me happy, because it meant a lot to me when I first heard it.
I love that song.
I liked Group Love a lot, and then I remember listening to this album, like, just really scrolling through each song for, like, 10 seconds, because I was, like, just being impatient, trying to, like, find, like, maybe there's, like, another song that I'd like. And I found this, and I'm like, wow. That sounds like the Pixies. And then, like, the chorus, I'm like, wow, that really sounds like the Pixies. And then the guitar solo, I'm like, that's the Pixies!
It's not Group Love. That's the Pixies.
And then, I'm like, oh, Group Love is awesome. Like, I always compared them to the Pixies. But now I know they're clearly influenced by the Pixies. And then I looked at their social media. I'm like, oh, yeah, they do love the Pixies.
And then you literally read about it.
Different perspective. Listen to all the other songs. That's why they're, like, my favorite. Anyway, who cares? Next song is by M83. Hopefully, this is more of a dance song as well, so I feel like I'm not giving you... Steven doesn't like M83, I like M83. M83 is a... Gonzalez is a good songwriter, just plain and simple. He's a really talented songwriter. Interesting style. It's kind of like dance, electronic, alternative.
Boring.
Me or the songs?
The songs.
What are you talking about? It's the opposite of boring.
No, that's what I mean. Boring. They're, not boring. I think they're like...
This song is fun.
Basic.
This song is fun.
Okay, well, let's play it.
The reason they're not basic is because they do, like, cool rock elements, like, while they're making the song. Like, the drummer is sick, the bassist gets really into it, so it's like a rock band with, like, crazy synths. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this song was used during the Euro 2016 tournament on their commercials.
Really?
Because it's a fun song.
Oh.
Yeah, this is what they open their concert with. This is an awesome song. I feel like you're going to like it.
We'll be right back.
Little announcement. I did not convince Steven with that song. He still does not like M83. Oh, sorry, your mic's on.
That song sucks.
This is why they go so well together. A song that brings me joy. Wow! This sucks.
Fierce, my ears have been bleeding. Right. I don't really like it, TBH. Doesn't do it for me.
The next song is like...
It's good though, mate. It's the freaking Kooks. Good. It's the Kooks. They sing about love. They love people. Let me read a PSA in a British accent, shall I?
Okay.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. You Americans. I'm losing it.
Immediately say Americans. No, you gotta do it in a British accent. Like, wow. These Americans consume.
These Americans. What about, don't know how to drink their liquor.
Is this like a Liverpool accent?
I'm a square to go like Sheffield Wednesday, baby.
Is that your team? You like Sheffield Wednesday?
Love Sheffield Wednesday.
You want to talk about soccer?
Let's talk about footy. Straight at the end. Guess it's Irish accent time.
That's Scottish. You're just really off.
You're just really British. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all. Another 30 average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, or not us, but them, consume an average.
They just assume that we're not international students.
Yeah, Jesus, this is...
All right, keep going.
Consume an average of 74 drinks per week.
It takes like 7 hours to finish a PSA.
Consumes an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks
74?
A day.
74?
That's nothing. Back in that country, we'd be...
Nope.
No, I can't do that on air. Yeah, just kidding. Don't drink and...
I wouldn't do that if you don't know what you're doing.
Some numbers to think about. Public service message brought to you by ASPs, by WMFO and Medford Tufts Education.
All right, next song is by The Kooks.
The Kooks. They're great.
Oh, sorry.
That song is great. I'm so sad and British. They're a good band.
I saw the Kooks live and they were awesome. They were very enthusiastic. My love for the Kooks has digressed a little bit, unfortunately.
Pourquoi?
I like the sounds of everything they made, and now I've just kind of like
gotten bored.
Kind of gotten bored, and there's not much personally to me in the Kooks besides the sounds. Except there's like several songs by the Kooks that I'll always love, like that mean a lot to me. But other than
do
that,
you like Junk of the Heart?
I love Junk of the Heart.
Like, so funny, Talia hates Junk of the Heart. She thinks it's a horrible song.
The original version is good. Have you heard? There's like a acoustic version on Spotify, and it's better, in my opinion. It just sounds really good. But, again, yeah, there's some acoustic versions by the Kooks that I really like that might be better than the originals, subjectively. Well, anyway, we have a lot of songs on this playlist, surprisingly.
What's up next?
Next song is by The Last Dinosaurs, which is an Australian band.
Quack, quack.
I said dinosaur, not duck. Andy by Last Dinosaurs. Great song. Pretty old. Sounds really good. Everything just sounds crisp in that song. All right, let's go into the next song just immediately. Love this Kings of Leon song. Chosen by Steven. Good choice.
Great song.
Super Soca by Kings of Leon.
14.
You're talking about classes.
Fine.
I'm not.
We gotta discuss on air, dude. 14 seats available to sophomores.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of songs, man. I just want to get into it. You can't just talk about your math of social choice problems on air.
I have social math anxiety.
Okay. This next song. This next song you're gonna hate, but it's really cool. It's just very vibey.
I hate it.
It's very vibrant and vibey.
Who's it by?
It's by this band, I guess this artist, called Puzzle.
Okay.
Before you laugh, I heard this in a Vine. And it's awesome.
Just play the damn song.
I Saw an Angel by Puzzle.
Put my thing on. That song was weird. A. B. Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be the head. Milo.
I liked it.
Wait, I have a question. Do our archives, like, delete after 2 weeks?
That's what happens.
That's dangerous. We need to start saving them.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I think it's because of certain regulations or not going to make fun of
Song, crazy. So you can't get them after, like...
Last year, they all saved, but I guess not anymore. Wow, dude, we're low on time.
Let's play the next song.
Amy Winehouse, chosen by Steven.
Love her.
Let's hear it.
Wait. Can we... Oh. Take me off.
You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. Good choice, Steven.
Amazing song.
All right, next song is A little classic by New Order from nice year of 1983. And
what song?
Age of Consent.
I like that.
It's a nice edgy
edgy
punk rock synth. All right, we're gonna play Age of Consent by New Order.
Thank you.
as Age of Consent by New Order. We got one more song before we leave. Is that the next song?
No, this is the next song.
The next song is just Stephen and his interpretation of the song.
Yeah, the next song is what I listen to when I'm angry and I... No, just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's play the next song. It is You've Been Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I hate you. This is subjectively objective.
And this is Hash Pipe.
feel